You're listening to SBS News.
It's one of the deadliest disasters Hong Kong has seen in more than 70 years, sweeping through the Wong Fo Court housing complex, killing at least 83 people and leaving hundreds still unaccounted for. By the early hours of Friday, firefighters had mostly contained the blaze, raging for more than 24 hours. The estate had been undergoing renovations and was wrapped in bamboo scaffolding and green mesh when the fire broke out. Assistant Chief Ambulance Officer Lam Chuk Ho says the incident commanded a massive response by emergency services.
During the operation, FSD has deployed 177 ambulances responding to scene. Till now, we have already handled 155 casualties. Among them, 79 casualties were confirmed fatalities at scene. During the firefighting operation, we have 11 fire personnel injured. They are now all in stable condition. However, unfortunately, we have one fire personnel confirmed died in the fire operation.
His account captured only part of the chaos. Deputy Director of Fire Services Derek Armstrong Chan describes how the inferno engulfed seven high-rise towers in a matter of minutes.
For the firefighting operation, we encounter particular difficulties in several areas. Like, the fire was spreading exceptionally rapid. So, as you can see, the fire spread quickly to all the seven blocks of the estate. And secondly, we receive a lot of assistance calls. So we have to deploy our crews to handle the assistance calls at the same time.
He went on to detail the hazards that slowed their advance, hazards that would challenge even the best-equipped emergency services.
Besides, debris and scaffolding were falling from upper floors, making our access to the affected buildings very difficult. There are also the other reasons like high temperature, darkness, and there is another reason, the emergency vehicle access was blocked.
Despite this, fire crews pressed on as an investigation continues into the cause. For now, the search for survivors is still underway.
Our firefighting operation is almost complete. What's next is the search and rescue operation. We will conduct search and operation to the remaining 25 assistance corps so as to ensure that there are no other possible casualties.
With smoke still pouring from several towers, Hong Kong's chief executive, John Lee, has sought to reassure the public.
As of now, the fire at all seven buildings of Wong Fo Court in Dai Po is largely under control.
But he stressed that rescue work will not stop, not even for a moment.
Despite the complex conditions at the scene, firefighters will not cease their rescue efforts under any circumstances and will work at full capacity.
Thousands of kilometers away in Jakarta, Indonesia confirmed that the tragedy has claimed the lives of four of its nationals. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Yvonne Muengkang says all four known Indonesian victims were domestic workers.
From the intensive coordination between the Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong and the Hong Kong Police Force, we received information that, as of now, two Indonesian citizens have been confirmed dead and two others injured. All the victims are Indonesian migrant domestic workers.
She says support and coordination are ongoing.
The Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong continues to coordinate with local authorities and other relevant parties to monitor the situation and provide further assistance, including providing temporary shelter and logistics at the Consulate General of the Republic of Indonesia in Hong Kong.
Back in Hong Kong, police have arrested three individuals linked to Prestige Construction, two directors and an engineering consultant on suspicion of manslaughter, alleging they used unsafe materials that may have fueled the fire's rapid spread. Documents, computers and employee lists have all been seized. Beijing has also weighed in. President Xi Jinping has ordered an all-out effort to extinguish the blaze and minimize casualties, a sign of how politically sensitive this disaster is within the densely populated, tightly governed city. Today, the smoke may be lifting from Wong Fo Court, but the human toll is still unfolding. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.